Hello everyone and welcome to Elemental Beacon episode 12. Finally we're back with the full team this time. All six of us are here. I am going to recap the last episode also for the two of you that missed it, Rhaegar and Dalayur. Our heroes make it to Valaki safe and sound. After finding the local tavern and meeting some town folks, they head out to the church, as agreed with Mismark and Ivina. To their surprise, the priest informs them that the bones protecting the church have been stolen. This is the church of Saint Andral. The heroes remain vigilant and start the investigation of the missing bones. I also like to add that in the tavern, you met a few people. You met two hunters that offered to be your guides around the area here for a payment. You met the owner of Blinsky Toys, which was a very egocentric, weird person. You met the Wachter brothers that were there telling you that they're just enjoying their time in town and that's their life every day. Who else did you meet? So the barkeep, the family of the barkeep that were there, works there.
Hunters.
The hunters we mentioned, yeah.
The drunkards that you made friends with.
And
those
you
are
find,
the brothers.
Yeah, the Wachters. Those are the Wachters.
Okay.
And we didn't interact with the loving couple. So yeah.
You didn't interact with the loving couple. There was like a couple holding hands and stuff.
Oh.
And you also found out that there is a festival coming up in 3 days.
Yes.
What's the festival about?
Of the blazing.
It's called the Festival of the Blazing Sun.
Mm-hmm. What does it signify?
We will.
Giving task for more information.
How many knights did we get at the tavern?
How many what?
Knights.
Knights?
Yeah.
Did we pay for?
I think we paid for like 3. Right?
I don't know if I written it down. If I wrote it down. I did not write it down.
I think it's 3 knights because we wanted to see the festival for sure.
You probably paid until the festival. I remember
that.
I don't remember how much more you paid. You spent so far 1 day on, this is your first day in Valaki and the festival is in 2 days from now, so on day 3 is the festival.
Is it here where we were supposed to escort Irina to?
Yes, we got the money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, she paid up everything that she owned you. So you went to the church, you talked to the priest, he told you that he will be very happy to keep Irina at the place, but you came there mentioning specifically that you wanted her to be safe and protected, and he did mention that, he recognized that you are mercenaries, adventurers, and he asked if he could trust you with a secret because he really needs help and he cannot find anyone willing to take this on. And he told you that the bones of Saint Andral that were kept in the under the altar have been stolen, that he was the only one knowing about the bones in the entire town, and they were the things protecting the actual church from evil powers, and he tasked you to find them.
Who's this saint again? Can I
Saint Andral, you can roll a religion check.
3.
Never heard the name before.
It does start with saint, so that must mean something good.
Usually it does.
You left the church after this to do whatever you wanted to do.
Should we question the...
It was, do you guys remember what time it was? I think after...
Evening.
It was
about
early evening.
Evening.
Yeah.
It should have been early evening.
We should go ask some questions. Maybe the altar boy or the grave digger.
We did manage to investigate the location where
get to the crypt.
It was not more like an actual crypt. It was a very small chamber under the altar that you just open up, and like that's what the priest explained to you. It's just like it's just a container for the bones, more like a coffin, you know.
But we didn't actually see it.
You didn't actually see it, no.
He said to return in the morning when there are no people around.
Yeah, because he mentioned that usually people come in the evening with the for the mass and the comfort. Yeah.
So in the meantime, we can mm-hmm. ask around the church.
There was also the grave digger that we saw.
Yeah,
outside.
We should just check the cemetery. Mm-hmm. Just look around.
Sure, let's go.
Sure, let's go.
Sure.
Let's go.
It's your turn.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
I do a few steps. Then, how does the gravedigger look like? Is he like young?
He's quite young, maybe you see around 25, 30, something like that. Mm-hmm. Pretty muscly, with black hair straight, short as well. He looks like someone from an anime. I can't remember who exactly, but he looks like a guy from
It's copyrighted.
He's gonna get the big sweat drop.
I'll send you a picture on Discord so you can actually see.
On the what?
On Discord. This is how he looks like. But yes, muscly with straight black hair, farmer clothing, very, very simple person, he seems.
Rigor, you're fancy with words. A bit more than me, at least.
Yeah, right. What do you want to know from him?
Let's go ask. Ask him if he has been here when the bones were stolen.
Maybe. This conversation happening in front of the gravedigger.
No, I mean, I stole.
He's there idling with his shovel, waiting.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't know about them. He said to keep quiet. Maybe we should see if he knows something before.
And if he has seen anyone around entering that night.
How do you want to do it? The peaceful way or the hard way?
You do the peaceful way, Naris, and I do the hard way.
Alright.
Yeah, I can do it peaceful as well. I can befriend somebody very soon.
No doubt. You're sure you don't want to pee again?
Before we leave? We are not gonna stop on the road.
It's fine, I can pee while walking. It's a talent.
That's your level 4 feet.
Yeah. It's called
P-Walker.
It's
a new ranger subclass, P-Walker.
It marks the area. You get advantage while you're stepping on
it's favorite
area.
Terrain, yeah.
And it's dangerous terrain for the enemy. No, dangerous.
It depends on squid.
It becomes poisonous area for the
All right, let's go.
Okay, and if they see you doing it, it'll cause psychological damage.
You're there.
Frightened.
Hey, kind sir, come closer.
Mm-hmm. I'm working. You come. What? We can talk about it here.
Well, we should.
He is still digging.
Me and my friends want to ask you a few questions.
Sure. What's up?
Well, shall I? Yeah, well,
I'm a grave digger. I help the church, so I dig graves.
Every day you're shoveling.
Get out.
Well, you're making a joke, but yes, basically every day we're shoveling new graves here.
Do you happen to know anything about the bones that were stolen?
What bones?
From the graves.
I'm not aware of any bones being dug out from the graves, and I didn't notice any signs.
Are there more graves to be dug than usual?
Not more than usual, a couple per day.
A couple per day?
Is this area so deadly?
Well, it's the festivals, like the guy there, the burgomaster, he keeps saying that all is well, but all those that don't follow his rules usually end up here.
So he's a pirate. Pretty much.
If you ask me, yes.
Well, that's
an animal. Not that the one before him was better.
And what happened with the old one?
He died. It was his father.
Was it old age?
Yeah.
But have you seen any suspicious activity around the church? Anyone entering at night?
No, same usual people coming here around and coming to pray every night. I mean, people here are all a bit looking weird, you know. You can see the fake smiles on their face, and they're clearly being afraid of everything and of evil and of the Burgomaster himself.
This might be disturbing, but have you seen that the graves have been moved or
no, I
fiddled with in any way?
I mentioned it already to your friend there, the wizard, but I did not notice anything.
How do you know she's a wizard?
She's dressed like one. I can see her wand. Don't you see the glowing sign in the back that says wizard?
Is that the one in your backpack or are you just
I guessed it from I guessed it from her clothing and the book. Do you have your book with you?
Yeah, probably. Well, can you tell us a bit about the Burgomaster? What type of rules?
Oh, his name is Vargas Vallakovic. The name of the town, of course, comes from here. From his family, of course, like they almost ruled everyone, their family ruled this town in a long time. He keeps doing these festivals over and over, like every 2, 3, 4 days, maybe even sometimes at most once a week, but no more than that. No less than that, actually. So like at most time between each festival is once a week, but sometimes it's more often. So like once or twice a week, there is a new festival, and every time we celebrate something, just because he keeps saying that all will be well if we are happy and if everyone smiles. He put on this like kind of a cash or a martial law. If a guard sees someone that is not happy, they arrest them. They put them down in the main square with cages and they torture them there. Many of them, of course, they don't make it through the night and they end up here.
Okay, so that's why you need so many graves. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
What happens during the festival? Aside from
a parade, usually, or some shows, stuff like that. They were nice to begin with, but every other week, like now it's every day there is one, every 2, 3 days there is one. It's people are getting quite tired of them, and this law that everyone has to be happy.
How long has this been going on for?
Since quite some time at this point. He has been a Burgomaster for a while. He is not a young man.
Does he have any sons?
He has one son and his wife, of course. They all live in their mansion.
Okay.
Do all these festivals have the same name?
No, they change every time. There are this one, the next one is going to be the Blazing Sun. But there has been many more.
Do you remember the first festival? What was it called?
Festival of the Rising Moon.
Has anyone tried to take down this obvious lunatic?
Nobody that I know has power here other than, I mean, the other, there are two actually powerful family in Valaki and everybody knows them. The Vallakovic, of course, the Burgomaster. The other only noble family is the Wachter.
These are the brothers, was it?
Not.
Oh.
But other than that, nobody really is rich enough or has important connections to try and overthrow him. Or the courage. We are all poor people, the guards is all with the Vallakovic, of course, so opposing them means opposing the guards and we don't wanna die.
I have a plan and it involves violence.
Why are you asking all these questions? What are you here for?
I don't know. I wanted to take a piss, honestly.
Again?
Yeah.
We are new in town and we want to stay for a few days to check out the festival.
Sure.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, we want
so
to be
much
happy.
Fun.
And not repetitive.
It spits on the ground as you see. It's so much fun.
Do you import drinks or anything of occasion whenever one of these festivals is held?
Usually there is just more wine. It's the only drink we have other than water.
Are we supposed to inquire more or do we? Oh, he's
here.
Leaving already. How rude.
No, I'm actually right here. I'm just in my idle position.
Well, he doesn't know anything, so he's useless. Let's go.
He's not useless. He's digging graves.
Thank you for the information, sir.
You're welcome.
Have a good night, evening.
You too.
May the blessing, son, and whatever. Stay happy.
And I'm forcing a smile.
He forces his one as well.
He didn't have a forced one already?
No.
No?
He was not smiling.
I'm calling the police.
Should we check the church around to see if there are any other entrances or
yeah,
something?
Let's do that.
Let's do a perimeter check.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you send your owl to check if there's any opening on the roof?
Yeah, I'll do that.
She quickly goes on the roof and tells that it's intact. Like the entire church seems to be very well maintained and clean. There is no holes that you can obviously see.
Or something like a hatch or something.
No, there is no hatches either.
You know, I have a plan.
Oh boy.
So, what? Hey, what's that over there? Like, what's that? Who likes bones?
Dogs.
Yeah, so you have familiars. Why don't you turn your familiar into a dog and sniff the crypt, and then he goes sniffing for the bones.
Firstly, he needs some charcoal.
Yeah.
ten gold pieces worth of charcoal.
Yeah.
Now my head is hurting, so I'm gonna take a break. But
why does it hurt?
Because I'm thinking for all of us.
Do you though?
I mean, who came with this brilliant idea?
Doesn't sound very brilliant.
Are you asking because you forgot who?
It
would be cheaper to find the dog.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a wizard. You're like, oh, amazing.
I'm not a wizard. I have been blessed with powers.
You have been blessed with powers. I've been blessed
you're
with
what?
Alright.
Can we roll perceptions?
Back to brainstorm.
Ah, yeah, you were going around the church. So
yeah.
Going around the church, you can roll for perception if you want.
Everybody?
Sure.
I'm searching for a dog.
23.
24.
I'm searching around the wall to see if there is any crack or
okay,
whatever.
You spend about 15 minutes carefully checking the walls. You do not find anything suspicious around.
Well, someone walked in through the front door.
I left that way also.
Oh, you do not find any stray dog nearby on the road that you are.
Did you want another Bobby incident?
You don't remember seeing one either around the road.
No, because they heard of your fucking killing spree.
Those one
do
dog.
You need to sacrifice one every day?
No.
No? Okay, just checking.
Two every day.
Every other
week. We spent like a week together. Did you see me sacrificing another
dog? I don't know what you do in the middle of the night. You wake up all sweaty and stuff and yelling.
Nightmares.
I have nightmares too. I don't complain about them.
You wake up with a boner every day.
Well, that's a nightmare.
For us.
You know how hard it is to be with a boner.
Yeah.
A bone.
Maybe that's how I find a dog.
Yeah, put in the ground.
Can we please stop facilitating France killing dogs for 1 second and focus on the task at hand.
I'm focusing.
Are there any other members of the congregation that the priest has?
The altar boy. We didn't question him.
No. Let's go terrorize him with Nurse's boner.
So, you want to re-enter the church now?
Like, in the meantime, you need to see some people coming and going, of course.
He remains with us, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because we thought you're not staying here.
Yep.
It's not safe. Right. Let's go back in.
You enter back in.
How many people are there now? Are there still as many people as there used to be? She got a few guys.
Counting, you see a total of 13 adults.
Should we search for
and,
magic traces or something?
We found
six kids.
Oh my god.
An abjuration around the church.
Okay.
Magic.
I want to cast Detect Evil and Good. It's a trait we discussed for the subclass.
You detect celestial fiends.
Celestial, aberration, elemental, fey, fiends, or undead?
You don't detect any of them.
Okay.
I relay that to the rest of the party.
Let's go check with the priest to see usually what at what hour people are getting the fuck out of here.
Well, he said in the morning.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay here all night?
No, we got rooms.
We can do like an exercise, try to break in at night, see how deeply did.
How far away you can see?
I rolled insight on that.
What do you want me to roll?
No, no, I'm asking you as
you can roll insight.
If you do, you want to do this contest? This contest, yeah. Because I'm like. Like suspiciously, suspicious eyes. It's a 9.
I don't know what you're doing, guys. Like, I have no idea what's going on.
Ah, okay.
I mean,
I was trying to figure out like if you were for real or not with this.
Yeah, it was for real. It's like, yeah, we can try it.
Well, how tall is the ceiling, and can you see through your owl's eyes?
Yes, I can.
How far away?
How far away?
As long as it's 100 feet away from her. She can go through the...
Only 100 feet?
She has to be within 100 feet of the owl to transfer to the owl.
And the owl, how far?
Oh, she can go far.
She can go as far as you want, but you lose connection after 100 feet. Mm. And she has... page loading. So I think probably 60 feet of dark vision, but I'm checking too.
I will.
So yeah, what I was thinking is that maybe you could park your owl on a perch here.
120 feet of dark vision.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. You can definitely cover the entire church with the owl.
Yeah. And maybe we could go to the tavern, chill there for the night, and you could up into the owl's eyes, but if it's
no, it's the way too far.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
She can stay here and report, but until then, if you are somewhere else, you will not be able to connect with the owl.
But do we expect that the thief will return here or do anything suspicious since the valuable has already been stolen?
The criminal always returns to the site of it.
Do they though?
They do.
So I've heard.
What is with all these questions? Do they do?
Do you have any better idea besides finding
out? Going back to the tavern, eating and fucking.
What?
Sleeping. Well, being sleepy.
Well.
I'm not that tired.
Or the altar boy.
Let.
Like finding the altar boy, not.
You got your point across, Iris.
Yep, I'm gonna stay in the doorway.
The other boy is young also for you.
Oh, well,
it's a kid.
Yeah.
What do you say that we ask the priest to send the altar boy after us when the temple is empty? And we can properly investigate the crypt where the bones have been laid.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
So we don't just stand around here idling around. Okay?
Yep. Yeah.
Priest.
You see him, they seem, him and the altar boy, they seem to be preparing for the mass. But he hears you and starts walking towards you. Actually makes you a sign to approach him.
I guess we're all approaching.
Uh-huh. Yes, brother, how can I help you?
I'm not your brother.
Hi.
What?
Metaphorically, yes. Religiously speaking.
So, we're gonna leave for now. We checked around, we couldn't find anything. But we would like to investigate the crypt where the bones have been laid to see, to investigate.
Yeah, I think I could allow you that, yes.
Yes. We need to be alerted when the church is empty as you suggested.
As I mentioned already, it most likely will be early morning.
Fine.
We are about to start the mass in a few minutes, so.
So after the mass, there are still people hanging around?
That will go on for a few hours. Like, most of the time, they stay throughout the entire night.
Fine.
I'm not leaving.
How rude.
He gets busy like that if he doesn't get anything.
Is this usual?
Yes.
People staying in the night?
Yes.
Are there reasons why they're staying? Is the religious ceremony that long, or are they
we
hiding?
We usually keep the religious, mostly because they kept coming and coming, so we actually moved the mass to the evenings and nights. But I guess they are coming because of fear and hope for protection. They feel safe eventually in the house of Saint Andral.
Who else knows about the missing bones?
It was a secret.
So just you?
Yes.
I want to
try
to whisper
to anyone, right?
Yeah,
you
no.
didn't tell it to me.
No.
I want to try to whisper to Witch Chop, and I want to ask him if he knows about bones being a secret for churches. Because from my knowledge, they're built upon that. Could I have that knowledge?
You would know that usually this kind of relics can be easily found in churches. Not necessarily they are secret, but they are commonly kept in churches. Like, not just bones, also other kind of religious relics, blood, flesh, all this creepy stuff that you find also in the necromancy lab.
Or Orthodox churches in Romania.
Yeah.
The secret is that the bones are missing, or the bones...
Nobody knew, as far as he told you the first time, nobody knew about the bones being
there. Okay, so nobody knows about the bones, okay.
The bones are missing.
Can I see if he looks suspicious or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Should I roll an insight?
Yes.
Don't be suspicious.
20.
It doesn't seem nervous or anything. It looks like he's deep in thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Should we attend to the mass?
Do you want to stick around for the mass? Check the people out?
Perhaps it would be wise to see if any one of them acts, I don't know, suspicious.
And now
during
back
mass?
To the question of Dalayur. Do you believe the perpetrator would come back here to mass?
Yeah. Perhaps he wants to steal something else, or perhaps he's just part of
priest.
We're not discussing that in front of you.
I leave mid sentence. I am not gonna be a priest. Are there any things of value in this temple?
Not really.
We can try put something of value.
I was thinking about this.
Like an aspergillum. Magic aspergillum.
I'm tilting my head.
Maybe
wait to see if somebody shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if we emphasize the fact that it's an artifact, or maybe if we manage to fool them by a witch up performing a ceremony and...
I have another idea. What if we spread a rumor that the bones were fake?
Yes, that's
a good idea. Sorry, the middle of my sentence interrupt the start of yours? This is in character.
Actually, yes. But it's okay, you're excused.
That was not the... never mind.
But that way everybody will know that the bones are missing and that there are bones there. So we are not keeping the secrecy of the priest.
We can say it's
Does
for
he
the
want
festival.
Them back or not?
We can say it's about the festival part of it.
Or we can emphasize on another object like the aspergillum. Yes.
Don't you have another creepy thing from that house?
I have a knife bone and a orb eye. Maybe you can find something that blinks is.
But for the burglar to come back, the item that you're putting must have the same value as the bones. Why were the bones valuable for the perpetrator?
How does the eye look?
It was from the death house, right?
Yeah.
I think it was a
Gnothic
eye.
A Gnothic eye, yes.
So it's around and it has a
We can say it's the eye. We can remove the eye.
Yeah, the eye of Vigna.
Who's that?
I read some stories.
Is it a celebrity at your place?
No. It's some weird deity.
It's a burnished orb made from a Gnothic eye.
So
8-inch diameter.
So it is varnished. It's important that it's not yucky.
My fellow adventurers, maybe we should not ignore the fact that whoever took the bones might have done so just so that the village does not benefit from the protection of Saint... I forgot how.
Andrew.
So, we say that to the Andrew.
Andrew?
Andrew? Saint Andrew.
Andrew?
Andral.
Andral. Andral.
We say that the item we have is for protection. So, how about this? We have this item of protection against evil.
And
we are so kind that we can donate it to the church for a small amount of money, of course.
Perhaps the point is not that... Oh, okay, do go on with the idea.
That's the idea, so we say that we, as kind adventurers, provide this village with protection from this item. So perhaps the thief will be inclined to steal it, too.
Or it could be like the bones were a secret, maybe this was also a secret. And now the priest can share it with the rest of the town.
You know what? We lost enough time already. Let's just leave, check the rest of the city a bit, and come back in the morning, check whatever the fuck was here, and we spread rumors afterwards.
Well, I would also like to hear Witchop's opinion about it. He seems very skilled in religious undergoings.
The blazing sun. While walking.
Every day. Oh, yeah.
Fire. Yes, yes.
Yeah, we should burn this place to down.
All right.
I don't know. I do that meme, you know, with the monk that he looks like this and then.
We can cast light around it every
so
time.
Much wisdom in these words.
So that it has an hour of magic.
I don't know if my stupidity is spreading around.
Well, no doubt.
I'm telling you guys, dogs. Just simple.
Yes,
we're just complicating stuff.
Dogs.
Let's investigate after we go to the tavern and early in the morning actually.
Because no matter what rumor we might spread, if you have no idea how this was breached or kept or whatever.
I swear, I'm telling you, the moment that we go inside that area, we will find the secret passage and all this fucking discussion was for nothing.
Okay,
let's go.
Let's go.
Where are you going?
Ever?
Back to the church! For more brainstorming!
We still have some daylight left?
No, it's already evening. But just got evening. So you have a few hours left if you want to do something.
Do you want to check the shop?
Blinsky's?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Sure, why not?
What's in there?
Toys. And maybe a magic item.
Yeah, you met the man. you met the man in the blue water inn.
Yeah.
And he told you that he's a toy maker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Blinsky toys. Blinsky toys from the map that you have. So, the blue water inn. If you follow the road that goes south. One of the two, either of them, there is a small house orange. You see it?
Yes.
On the left side?
Yes.
That's the one.
No, that's the tavern.
No. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. No, we figured it out.
Okay.
Which one?
No, wait, because this is the map with all the things.
Is this one?
Yeah. This one.
Yes, that one.
Oh, okay.
Fortunate that the points of interest are painted in
yeah.
orange.
Big arrows. Quest.
So the church is the orange thing on the left. The tavern is the orange thing in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And the toy maker is at the orange thing on bottom left.
And the church?
Bottom right. The church is the far left.
Oh, okay. Church. Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm. But there is a secret point of interest that is not orange. It's a different shade of yellow.
Of 15 shades.
Okay. We chop when we enter. Make sure to detect magic, but quickly.
Yes, yes.
Well, couldn't he do the whole thing before we enter?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Or that.
Just saying.
So we enter.
Before entering, I do that.
Yeah.
I start the ritual.
Okay. You start your ritual. You are in front of the shop. You walk there rather quickly. Again, several people pass by and they smile to you as they see you nearby. Guards as well are walking around.
I'm forcing a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're happy, yes.
You reach the shop. I'm gonna read the description for you. This cramped shop has a dark entrance portico, above which hangs a wooden sign shaped like a rocking horse with a bee engraved on both sides. Flanking the entrance are two arched, lead-framed windows. Through the dirty glass, you see jumbled displays of toys and hanging placards bearing the slogan, "Is no fun, is no Blinsky."
Let's enter. Is it open?
There is light inside.
Okay.
Is your thing done?
Is it done?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Let's go.
Okay, you open the door, the bell rings, and quickly the man comes from behind, still dressed as you met him. Oh, welcome, welcome to Blinsky's shop. I am the wizard of tiny wonders. How can I help you? Oh, it's you. I remember you. You were in the tavern. Did you come to buy some toys? As he's speaking, you see a small monkey crawling on him and resting on his shoulder.
How did I get there? How does it move?
Oh, this one? It's Piccolo. It's my baboon. I got it gifted only a few days ago.
From whom?
A nice fancy man from the inn. He said he didn't want it anymore. It was too much trouble to keep it around, and he gifted it to me.
Where can you show us some of your
absolutely
toys?
Absolutely, come look at these. And looking around, you see several shelves of different toys. They all look a bit creepy. There is a headless doll that comes with a sack of attachable heads, including one with its eyes and mouth stitched shut. There is a miniature gallows complete with a trapdoor and a weighted hanged man. There is a set of wooden nesting dolls. The smaller each one gets, the older it gets, until the innermost doll is a mummified corpse. A wooden string mobile of hanging bats with flapping wings. A wind-up musical merry-go-round with figures of snarling wolves chasing children in place of prancing horses. A ventriloquist dummy that looks like Strad von Zarovich. And a doll that looks very, very familiar to one of you.
Is it the doll that my daughter has?
The who?
Is it the doll that my daughter had?
No, it's not the doll that your daughter has. It's a doll that looks remarkably like her.
Mm.
Like Nehemia. Mm.
Maris, do you see this?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
You see this, right?
What's the name of
I
this
I put
doll?
My beak between your head.
Oh, I did not name her.
How, when did you make her? Or what was
it? Oh, I make several, but this one is not for sale. It's already sold.
How did you make
Who's
it?
Who bought it?
Oh, I'm sorry, I cannot reveal this information. It's private information. But we have a loyal customer that orders several of them. Until life, he comes with his own descriptions, and he wants them better every time, and he's never happy.
B-man, do you see this?
Oh.
I'm putting...
I am that good. What a coincidence. You look exactly like my doll.
And this man told you to make the doll like that? And you followed what the man...
gave me a description and I made it.
How much does it cost to make a custom doll like this?
Well, for the work that I put, I usually charge about a gold or two gold, depending on the quality, but it's getting more expensive every time because they want to add more and more details.
Mm-hmm. What was the last doll that he wanted?
Oh, is this the last one?
No, the other one.
Oh, the same one.
Oh, it was the same one? Okay.
It was the same one.
Okay. Do you sense anything magical?
No, you do not sense anything magical inside of here.
It's just pure raw creepiness.
How much for the doll?
That is not for sale, I'm sorry. But I can give you this other doll. It's the headless doll with the touchable heads. This is only 9 copper.
Can you make an attachable head that looks like his head and I point to Wish Job?
I guess I could make a custom order, yes, if you want. The custom order store starts at 5 silver.
Fire.
Could you make a doll of the person that may order her doll?
Wait, that's legal.
Okay. I'm rude, but I'm smart.
I could make something that looks kind of similar, but making one that is exactly like him or them, it will be, or her, it will be a revelation of the person that it's not allowed. I did not do the doll after a specific person. I think it's just a coincidence. It looks like her. I mean, you can confirm we never met before, other than the tavern, of course, but I don't have time to do it in the morning and serve it in the evening. I did not, this one was ready yesterday.
What about making an exception for us? And I'm gonna slide one gold piece.
I have to admit that I really need the money because the shop is not going very well.
Yeah, I wonder why. I mean, those dolls look amazing. Look at all that detail, all that.
But it is going to take a few days.
How come the thematic of the dolls is so gruesome as opposed to the people smiling in the streets?
I only do what my heart tells. My inspiration comes from my heart and I do what I feel like.
Does he actually look, does he look sad or happy or...
Oh, I sent a picture of him. No, I didn't. It looks like this. It doesn't look, now that you mentioned like paying him and stuff, he seems a bit sad because he told you about the money. But other than that, he seemed very happy, very welcoming and very open to discuss and stuff.
Oh my god, that's a sad man.
Do you think you can use the monkey?
So why is your shop not going very well? Are people not
buying?
I don't
know. People don't like my toys and they are famous. They are everywhere. I sell toys everywhere. I ship them even in far lands, but somehow lately it is not going well.
Is it because shipments no longer come to this area?
No, it just seems people don't like my toys anymore, and I don't know. Then nobody comes in the shop anymore.
Is the man going to come for the toy, or do you need someone to make the delivery for you?
Well, usually they come.
And when is he coming after?
It depends. They come sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the evening. They don't know about a specific time.
Do they tell you when the day?
No. Just make it, and when it's ready, they usually come and check when if it's ready or not.
So, did he take the money? Did he take the gold?
Blinsky?
Yeah.
He's still there, but he told you that it's gonna take some days to make a doll, and then you started asking him other questions. He did not take it, it's still on the counter.
So what do you want?
How about just a description of this person?
Well, it's a man. I can help you. And he takes the coin. It's a man.
I'm gonna put another coin.
It's very much a man. He's a bit weird. He's unique. You might find him. You might recognize him in the streets if you meet him. He's very weird. But I cannot tell more than... We might risk my life with this.
Is he an important person? Is he from the place? From Valaki?
He's from Valaki, yes. He lives in Valaki. We might say yes, he's a pretty important person. But I'm saying too much. I'm saying too much. If you want toys, I have the mini toys. You want
yet you have no problem taking the 2 gold pieces.
But more will kill me. So get me killed and I have a shop to run, kids to make happy.
So with the 2 gold pieces though, you will make a very accurate doll of that person.
Well, this was good information. You want a doll? I could make an accurate doll for a gold and a half.
2 gold already, too.
For the information.
Blink wants if he belongs to the... what are the 2 families that are important here?
I will make a deal. I will make a deal for you. I do have something that I would like, that I don't know what it is, and if you can bring it back to me, I will make you the door for free.
What do you want?
Oh, it is a masterpiece. It's a clockwork. Let me tell you the story. I am a student of the great inventor and toy maker Fritz von Berg. And I heard that his greatest invention lies somewhere in this land. I've heard that the last time has been seen around the castle. And I would be interested in gathering it. It's a clockwork like little man.
Clockwork what?
Small person.
Oh.
And you don't know
the machinery.
Its location?
My last known location was around the castle. That's a Ravenloft, but I am not sure if it's still there or not.
So mm-hmm. you're
if you bring it, I will be really happy to make you as many dolls as you want for free.
Can I
can make you more than one.
Okay. Can you tell if he's Barovian or not?
Blinsky?
Yeah.
I mean,
does his accent is giving him away as Barovia?
He speaks a bit funny, but yeah. Other than that, the name is famous. You know the name. You're pretty sure that it is a Barovian name. You've heard it from generations. You could assume that he is Barovian.
So
you can't know for sure, but you are definitely sure that he has been in Barovia. Not him, but not him specifically, but his family
always,
has been
yeah.
known in Barovia since you were a kid, even before probably, because your parents told
okay.
you. So his family is a renowned name.
I confer this information to the team.
Mm-hmm.
How was this item, let's say, estranged from you?
What?
How have you lost it?
I did not lose it. This is the creation of the toy maker Fritz von Berg, which is
I am
one of his students,
mm-hmm.
and I've heard that he lost it, and I want to retrieve it to study it.
Okay, makes sense.
It's a work of art. It's a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it to me, and I would be very happy to make you as many dolls as you want. I might consider even giving you one of each of the toys for free.
Do you have any?
Or. Piccolo, if you're really interested.
So you didn't sense anything magical, right?
No.
Fuck me. Do you have any special toys that you keep for special patrons?
Well, yes. This doll that you are so much interested in. It is the only one.
You're asking him if he also keeps a sex shop? Open.
No. All right,
it's
okay.
Not fun. It's
well,
all Blinsky BDSM
edition. Are you interested in one of them? You look like a ventriloquist. You should try this dummy.
No,
he's already a dummy.
I'm
already yes, dummy.
A paradox would be created.
Looks like he's speaking, and you can see him like trying to. To be adventuring. I'm so sorry. Blah, blah.
Can we go?
One moment. Well, the doll is a fine piece of work, but it requires a few little details. May I?
Of course.
I'm gonna take a little piece of thread from my my clothes,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna put it around like the arms. I'm gonna cast alarm.
Okay.
And then put it back on the shelf where I found it.
But do you have something like that? Are you wearing something like that?
It says that I need like a piece of
yes,
fire.
But like on yourself. Are you wearing something like that?
I have it for the spell.
Yeah,
but you have
like
a scarf
on yourself. Like, are you wearing
something?
A scarf or something?
Maybe, yeah.
Can't you use the component?
Yeah, I'm just. Yeah.
The Hogwarts scarf.
For the component pouch.
A scarf from the component pouch?
No, I
just
have
the
like.
Material.
Yeah.
Yes, the material.
So what do you need
on
for
your
it?
Own person?
Okay.
Are you dressing with something that might resemble
yeah,
that
I,
in
yeah,
a big
yeah,
size?
Yeah, I have like my clothes, my tattered clothes, so it looks a little bit.
It might look
like so. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, roll for a persuasion check.
I'm gonna use one of my divination.
Okay.
It's an 18.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he looks at it, he starts like being very careful and checks it out and looks at you and looks at it. And then he checks like this other paper with his touch, like he checks a paper or something. It does improve, I have to admit, that it improves definitely the look. But the customer did not request for this specific detail. I'm sorry.
Well, too bad.
I rolled a 19, I'm sorry.
Oh. Very well then.
Maybe you rolled a 14.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. Sorry.
Good idea.
But yeah. I will ask if he actually wants the item, I will make sure to find you. And let you know that we might accept your suggestion.
Yes.
But thanks for trying. I have to admit that you might have style, and with the new thing, I would admire the fine doll. I would have left it if you was not the customer.
Very well. Yeah, I leave it be.
Well, let me know if you find the masterpiece, and I'll be very happy to take it from your hands.
Can you create any weapons?
I'm not a weapon master.
Okay.
But you could find something in the stockyard. Are you sure you don't want a toy of a sport toy?
What toy?
A sport.
Sword.
A sport.
It's Ford.
Yes.
I have a real one and I just bring
this. This is for passing the time. Maybe you can practice with it.
Yes, I practice with this one. Again.
Without
with
taking damage. Please just buy the sword. An axe. An axe. Wooden axe.
When I spar with him, I don't get damage, he does.
Would you like an armor toy?
Yes. How much is it?
Huh?
How much
I
is
have
it?
A wooden shield toy.
Yeah.
It's gonna be only 5 copper.
So can you give me 5 copper?
Just so you get a toy shield.
Yeah.
It
might keep me distracted for a while.
Why don't we get you a real shield?
I don't need shield.
But is this for practicing? And then in the stockyard you will find a real.
Yeah. I can like show him a replica of what I want.
You could tell him, you could give it to your child when you will have one. I don't know if you already have one. But you can tell them that you bought it from Blizzard.
Yeah.
It has a label to prove it. And you can prove that you've been to Valaki.
Yeah.
The biggest town of the entire Barovia.
That sounds amazing.
It's a souvenir, not only a toy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And for 5 copper, it's a steal.
My daughter already has a toy, and you don't really.
Oh, which one?
I describe him the doll.
Oh, yes, I remember that one. My father sold it.
Your father? So you said your monkey is for sale?
It is not for sale, but if you bring me the masterpiece, I will be willing to separate from it.
Okay, monkey.
Where does he keep his notes?
Under the car. Seems to have taken it. You did hear some noise, but he seemed to have taken it from there.
Okay.
For the people listening to us, Nehemia just had the widest smile ever.
As this conversation is going around, I want to take a very good and close look at the toys. Does any of the toys have a celestial motif or anything that might resemble something like that? Or are they just like the creepy standard Barovia ones?
All of them seem, they remind you more of a fiendish or evil look more than celestial.
Okay.
Like the most,
You guys are okay to give him money to make the doll, or?
He's not gonna make the doll unless we give him the clockwork little.
Or if we give him a gold and a half, he will make the doll of the person.
We already gave him two.
Yeah, it was for the info.
I just send the money, but this is a dire situation and people need money. Also, I need to eat.
We're supporting this poor man's business.
For longer than a half, I can make it a doll in 5 days.
We'll think about it.
Absolutely, I'm open every day. Until late evening. You never know when a customer comes. Look at you at this time.
We have 105 gold, so if you guys want to handle it.
Yeah, why not?
I'm not buying his shield.
But why? Look the same.
You don't want me to get out my spelly spells.
Your what?
My spelly spells.
Your spelly spells.
My spelly spells. I have spelly spells.
Huh? You need a toy shield for your spelly spells?
Yes.
A toy shield.
No. It's okay. Don't mind me, I'm fine. So what are we doing?
Going out of Blinky's and to the tavern?
I think it's late enough now to
skip to early morning church.
When we are outside, can we try to take the notes now?
How? Would you propose to do that?
Maybe you can snatch them away if we create a distraction. I can make you invisible.
Well, I certainly did not like the idea and the whole vibe of that place. But I believe he's hiding something monstrous, so I'm willing to help in this.
Alright.
I could help and keep him distracted in a conversation.
Yes, we can say we have second thoughts about the doll or checking something out.
Or check the shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the stray doll.
So what do you want for your spelly spells?
Nothing. I just drink from the kindness of my heart.
Since when do you cast spelly spells?
You know, that's a very good question. Last night I had a very strange dream and I found out I could do some shit.
Woke up like this.
The last time I saw you do anything magical was when you threw a fit and you started farting lightning bolts.
Yeah, and that's uncontrolled.
We do that inside, by the way.
That was uncontrolled. But now I can do stuff that I can control. Like making someone be more friendly towards me.
I doubt it'll work.
Do you want to make a test?
No, but Blinsky, what is that shield that you...
Wait, before we re-enter,
I
want to see invisibility on
him. We can already enter the two of us, so we already started destruction while you guys are...
So you're invisible.
Long as you don't use an action.
I wanted to clear up on that because I might.
If a target attacks or casts a spell.
Ah, okay. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Don't attack the scroll.
Okay, so.
Don't stab the notes.
Headbutt the notes.
So you can take actions as long as you don't attack or cast a spell.
Yeah. Okay, so as that's happening, I will sneak on with you guys entering.
Okay.
And,
we're the distraction crew.
Yeah. We're trying to bring him from behind the counter, behind the table.
Okay.
As I enter the door, my eyes flash blue as I make eye contact with him and I cast Friends on him. So that gives me advantage on charisma checks stuff.
Okay.
Won't he know that you cast
At the end.
No, I don't do that.
Fuck! He will know if you know.
Yeah.
I think
it's
at the end of the cantrip.
Yeah, that's
it
1 minute.
It doesn't matter, he will know. Was.
Okay.
As you enter again, you hear a move. Welcome, friends, to the house of Blinsky, Tiny, the
it's
wizard
okay,
of Tiny.
You,
oh. Oh, it's you again. Choose your mind.
Yeah, I wanted to see the straddle in the combination with the shield,
And could you come closer to the door? Because I need to feel the breeze of the outside air because I'm getting really hot.
Does the facepalm count as an attack?
How hard do you do it?
Not lightly.
Well, then you have to roll for stealth with disadvantage because of the noise plus hit yourself.
I get really hot, that's why I don't wear like
shirt. Oh, yes, I definitely agree. Roll for deception.
Fuck.
You are trying to go...
I'm actually waiting to hear him stepping, and as he's as he has footsteps summons, I do the exact same thing, so that I try to camouflage mine into his.
Okay.
As I'm moving.
So
fucking shit. I'm gonna have Eclipse start playing with a monkey. Like, go and fly over a monkey.
Okay.
That's 11.
An inspiration later, that's 11.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, it's indeed very hot in the shop. I will help you. We can leave the door a bit open, but careful with the monkey. You're playing with them.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But careful with the animals. They don't want them to fly away or take the monkey away.
Of course.
So he starts describing you all the toys and stuff that he has. He goes in very big, deep descriptions and stuff. For you to the stealth, how would you do it? Like dexterity or... stealth is actually, yeah, go for stealth, because stealth is dexterity.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna go for one of the d6s to add to my roll from the start. So it's a 16 plus...
Plus a
16, yeah.
No, it's a 25.
A bit low.
Was that a
fart? He stops on the first footstep that you do, he stops like, there is somebody! No, it doesn't seem to notice anything at all. You safely reach behind the counter. There are some more pieces of wood and straps, leather straps, and pieces of dolls and tools. There is also a wooden box with a lock, and nearby there is seems to be a couple of books.
Books.
Booklets, notebooks.
Yeah, I want to like really quickly open to see like the first page or everything and. Like, just try to identify what's...
Okay, roll for something for that. Actually, I was late on that, if you prefer.
We are making...
Can I make the choice?
Yeah, we're being very loud.
Okay, stealth it is then. 20.
Okay, you take one of the booklets and open it up. It seems to be a notebook of ideas for toys and stuff that he makes.
I just want to like quickly just go and see like the last entries to see if there's any mention of a woman or anything that might...
There is not a mention of the doll or an order. It seems to be an idea of a wooden toy that it's like the mono thing with the bike. How the fuck do you call it?
Unicycle.
Unicycle, yeah. It seems to be like a small toy balancing on a unicycle, and he explains the mechanism. Drawn the mechanism to hold it in balance at all times, but there does not seem to be anything else.
I don't waste time. I just want to check quickly to see the next booklet.
The other booklet seems to be a book of orders. So there are like several pages of orders and stuff. And the last few ones are not about that, but scrolling, you do notice some patterns, like some special paper. That is like just put into the booklet. It's not written on the booklet. They all have a similar seal, like a stamp on it. It the last one that is inserted, like you're reading the pages, it seems to be a list of features. And by reading the features and looking at Nehemia, it seems to actually match the description of Nehemia. There is not a name, but the crest seems to be, I mean, it's a crest. Let me see if I actually know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shield with three half moons facing down. So like instead of being like these, they are like these. And on top of it, there is a unicorn with his front foot up. And yeah, those are the features. Like the shield has the top half has the three moons, mm-hmm. and the bottom part is striped, and then the unicorn at the top. The rest, it's decoration for the crest.
Okay, so have we seen this before in our travels here? Or is it something that's known?
Roll for history.
21.
You remember seeing this, a very similar, you're not 100% sure, but you've seen a similar crest on the flyers attached to the walls in town. Mm-hmm. They were about the festival.
Okay.
It's the Burgermeister.
Rigor, do you see that the shield is...
No other booklet. Yes,
I mean, it fits him.
It covers the important part. Mm. Like, yeah.
We should totally buy the shields.
Mm, definitely. That,
not that kind of rogue.
A central screenshot of the...
You just assume I would be a kleptomaniac. But I will try the box as well.
So, Naris, you want a shield for a bikini?
No, it's like you. There are two important features on my body. This side and this side. And this shield covers this side and can cover this side.
How about if we make a cape, like the shield?
What do you do after?
I wanna see if the box is opening.
It's locked, yeah. You can clearly see that it has a lock.
I'm peeking to see how the conversation is going, if the guy is paying attention here, or
we can keep bullshitting.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not looking at the counter, he doesn't seem to suspect you, and...
You can see Franz just... Close.
You wanna try to pick
putting,
it?
You know, the shield...
Roll for it.
It's like a...
One.
Watch out. Can you keep your beak up?
Wait, I may have proficient.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm proficient in that, so... 23.
You open quite easily the lock. Inside there are the two gold that you gave him.
No, you didn't.
I don't like the guy.
You're a Celestia.
You should be ashamed.
Father is singing.
What class are you in?
Rogue.
I'm trying to balance the shield on Witch of Speak.
Why are you... That's my shield.
Actually, the Blinsky contests that and he doesn't let you do it because he claims that as long as you don't pay for it, he's not going to allow you to risk and break it.
Yeah.
That seems fair to me, yeah.
How will it break if it falls from 50 centimeters above the ground?
Well, it's a toy, my friend, but like, what do you think?
Fine.
It's only 5 silver pieces if you want to buy it. You can buy
copper.
It and then... A copper, yes. Yeah, sorry, copper. Only 5 copper, you can buy it and you can play with it. These toys are not for playing in the shop. But this
really
is exactly what you will do with it.
You really want it?
No.
Why? You said you really wanted it.
No, I don't want it anymore.
Because it would cover your face and your testicles.
No, because you didn't buy it for me for the first time!
As they're doing all of that scene, I put back 2 silver pieces in that lockbox and lock it back.
Magic.
And then, like, really silently come in and, like, tap Nehemia 2 times on the shoulder to indicate that.
All right, maybe we should go.
She knows.
We'll take the shield another day.
I don't want the shield anymore. Fuck you guys. And he just darts out the...
Did you say that you cast a spelly spell with this?
I'm not gonna cast anything. I'm just gonna... And you just hear his mumbling outside.
Fucking show off. Thank you, Blinsky.
Thank you.
Are you sure you
sir.
Don't want it? 4 copper.
What the heck?
Give him.
It seems about a reasonable price.
Yeah, we wasted so
it's
much.
It's quality,
man.
4 copper.
He's gonna
thank
see
you very
the
much,
box.
My friend.
He's gonna see the box.
No, you don't know.
We don't know about
the medical. Fuck. Nigel, he takes the things and puts it in his pocket.
We are out.
Yeah.
Heaven out.
Have a nice
leaving.
Yeah, you leave.
Like, whatever. I'll
welcome you. I will be very happy to welcome you anytime again. Remember, if you find my masterpiece, I'll be very happy to help you with your doll. And I'm open every day. Please tell your friends.
Will do.
You have so many friends.
Would you like to do anything else?
I would like to audibly cough as we go outside.
As we leave the premises, I'm gonna drop the spell.
First things first, and I throw the 2 gold pieces. We spent 2 gold pieces in order for him to tell us that the man was indeed a man, and he was different. So I did not feel that was fair. Second of all,
where did you took that from?
Hmm?
Where did you took that from?
From behind the counter. Was that not the point of seeing whatever he had in his possession?
Yes, but you were not supposed to take anything. Don't you think that he might notice that something is missing?
I have replaced the 2 gold coins with silver ones and have locked back the box.
Amazing. So
it can be played off as an honest mistake.
Think that we have somehow magically give him silver instead of gold.
Oh, he will believe that it wasn't gold that he saw in the first place.
All right.
And what is he going to do? Send an army of toys after us?
You laugh.
Anywho,
toys from
for your interest, that sigil was present in his logbook, and I described like everything that that I saw there. Like
in this one, and I'm pointing at the banner.
Yes, that one, and I'm pointing at another banner since they're all over the place.
No, no, that one.
Would we know more, being from Barovia, about this?
You've never been to Valaki, so you might have seen here and there the curse, but...
Can we ask somebody that's passing by which houses is the crest? Is there a passerby?
Oh, yes, this is the official Blazing Sun Festival poster. It's from
their Dragos.
From the Burgomaster.
Burgomaster.
Are they making different posters for every weekly event?
Of course, yes. It specifies the rules of the thing, and if we have to bring anything. Actually, I can read for you this poster.
Yeah.
Bring your own unicorn.
This one reads, "Come one, come all, to the greatest celebration of the year, the Festival of the Blazing Sun. Attendance and children required. Rain or shine, all will be well, the Baron."
The Baron? Guess how he...
Sounds legit.
We have 5 more minutes to do something if you want. And
I think
then we stop the...
The session?
Yeah, it's not really time.
Okay, I'll keep it
in there.
Should we go back to the tavern?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no one wants to attend the mass in the church.
There's a good baby in the meantime.
I'm gonna go in the tavern. I know a corner.
You peed outside the tavern.
I know a corner.
Outside the tavern.
It's the litter, the cat litter.
Oh, okay.
And woodchuck.
We have rooms now. You can go to our rooms.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can hold it. It's fine. I mean... Yeah. So we're going to the tavern?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You go back to the tavern, there are some patrons inside, the brothers are there, and the hunters are not this time. There is a few more people around, someone sitting alone, others sitting together. There is one lonely man sitting, again, the old man that was sitting at the counter the last time, it's still, it's again there. There is also another lonely man sitting at one table, smoking the pipe in some fancy clothes. A group of friends, like older men, sitting together and drinking and eating. The 2 walk their brothers as well, they are drinking, trying to hit on a chick. it's like a group of girls that is on the other side.
Maris engaged.
Speaking of this, perhaps it would be a good idea for you to split up and we can meet at the bar and see who watches you.
So, should I go alone?
Yeah.
All right.
Where do you go
alone? I want to keep eyes on the 2 men just sitting alone and see if they notice Nehemiah.
We can all
we'll keep an eye
pick
a
different group.
Exactly, we can just do this task among ourselves.
Nehemiah, put on your best catwalk.
Of course.
Roll for performance.
Nyrus, don't.
I wanted to say I believe in you.
You enter inside, some people turn around to check on you, the groups, of course, they don't seem to be bothering too much. go around and sit at your tables. Some of you goes at the bar. You get served pretty quickly your drinks. What do you guys want to drink, specifically speaking of which?
What's on the menu?
Wine or water?
You can get a pitcher of wine.
I'll take some.
Get one or the premium one or the normal one?
The cheap one. Ah, wait, we can get the normal one. How much is the normal one?
Honestly, I want my allowance, please.
You can get...
Is this okay there?
Yes. Purple dragon... No, purple grape mash number 3 for 3 copper, a pint. Mm-hmm. Or superior red dragon crush for 1 silver, a pint.
We can get a picture that we can all share.
Yeah.
Okay, we are 6 plus Irina, 7. I'll just give a gold and...
No, Irina doesn't pay. It's gonna be 1 silver or the cheap one for everyone.
Oh, if we go for the medium one too.
For the good one?
Let's go for the good one. It's gonna be like less than a gold, right?
3 silver.
3 silver. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 3 silver is...
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, so yeah. Move on gold, add 7 silver.
Engage creepy sounds.
It is the automatic litter that spins.
It sounds just like a rocket. It
just goes louder and louder.
I think it's the army of toys.
Yeah.
Because then we see that it's fueled by some gas and there's like thick smoke coming.
Yeah. It just rotates the heads for the dolls.
Comes around this corner, start spitting poop.
Would you like to do anything in the tavern?
I mean, if we
it is something quick, otherwise we can, if you plan on doing a lot of things here, we can skip it and do it, continue the next time.
I think only that the only thing is, do we actually notice anyone paying any attention to it?
Yes, there is some people paying attention, not necessarily an enemy only. Do you see them looking at the enemy, you see them looking at you? One is one of the lowly men, the one dressed smoking the pipe,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is the brothers, the water brothers.
Mm, the drunkards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next episode, bar fight.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, then we stop here for this session, and we will continue next time. I hope you had fun. I hope that you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we had fun playing it. Have a good time.
Bye-bye.
Oh, what a semi-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shields.